Well, welcome back, everyone, to podcast number 5. And we're here again with the guru of disc assessment, Mr. Conley Hayward. Conley, why don't you just give the folks a shout out today?
Hello, everybody. Glad you are here.
Well, we've been learning a whole lot about disc and how disc equips us and helps us in really helping others. But today we're going to turn the table on you guys, and we're going to talk about what we learn about ourselves through disc. So if you wouldn't mind kind of giving us, what could we learn about ourselves as we apply this tool?
We can learn a whole bunch about ourselves. Disc is probably more about ourselves than it is other people. Okay. You know, it's a great tool for other people, but it helps illuminate to us how we do things. Okay. How do we filter our communication? How do we filter our behavior? And it brings to awareness some things that might be blind spots to us.
Okay.
And so when you're aware of a blind spot, then you can address it.
I see. Now, I think you have an analogy to kind of help clarify that, right?
Yeah. So disc, you know, disc is about behavior and communication. It's to how we do things.
Yes.
It's not necessarily the core why. Inside of every one of us, there's certain passions and purposes that are inside of us. I kind of think of that like as a light. So let's just say the things I'm passionate about, the purposes, the why I do things, mm-hmm. let's just say that's like a blue flashlight. Okay. And it's shining out. Disc is like a lens, like a shape of a lens. So you could have a square, a triangle, a circle. So if me, I'm a high eye. So I got this blue flashlight, and I'm shining through a square lens. So I got this blue square on the wall.
Yes.
Now, if I meet someone else who's got similar passions, but they're an S, they're going to have a triangle. So they're going to be a blue triangle on the wall.
Okay.
Now the thing is we'll kind of connect on that why.
Mm-hmm.
But the I and the S can have some conflict about how they go about doing things.
I see.
So if I'm aware of that, then I can be aware of that. I can adapt my behavior so that I can more effectively work with or communicate or collaborate or help that S person. So it allows me to get out of my own way.
Okay. Okay, so then it helps really, I think you use the term blind spots. It helps identify some blind spots and helps us to better understand ourselves. What are some of the other things that we can learn about ourselves as we use this?
We can learn strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
Like for an example, one of the great strengths of the eye is they are very encouraging and they are very vocal. I mean, they are great for injecting passion and fire and fuel.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know when to shut up. So that's one of the weaknesses.
Sorry for all you eyes out there.
I'm one of you, so no worries. We're all good. Kumbaya.
Yeah, that's right.
We love each other.
Get over it.
Get over it. But the thing is that I can talk too much. When an eye gets stressed, they have a tendency to talk even more. So that's an awareness. And for an S person, they can be aware that when things kind of appear, not they are, but they appear to get confrontational, the S has a tendency to shut down.
Okay.
So that's a weakness of not remaining involved in the situation and participating. So we can learn our strengths and weaknesses, and we can actually learn some kind of idiosyncrasies, the kind of ways we do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, C's are just, they're very correct. And sometimes, you know, analysis paralysis.
Right.
Well, sometimes a C, like even just like cutting the grass, a C has to cut the grass a certain way every time, and it's got to be perfect.
So it's OCD. I get it.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
I get it.
So that's kind of, it's a strength and weakness. It's a how, but you know, also we talk about that the weaknesses and some of the quirks it can be. But remember, there are strengths associated. You know, the D can inject a drive into something that needs to happen. You know, the C can analyze a bunch of stuff and say, hey, like. In a marriage context, someone has a strong C, it's great to work with the budget and finances because they can analyze and put all that together. Don't ever put a high I in charge of your budget.
Oh, wow. That's good advice.
Yeah, it's your safety and security, budgets, numbers. You want C's and S's over there.
So if we have two high I's in a relationship, in a marriage relationship, and they're dealing with finances, we got some budget coaching for you guys.
May I recommend our biblical financial counseling.
There you go. Good. Good. So, so really, as you said earlier, disc is really, it helps us to understand more about who we are, perhaps even with the people that we're dealing with. So it's a self-awareness tool. And it's great for us to do that. And again, these tools are here for you guys, for all of us. We're all learning. We're still all in process. We're not locked into anything. But the most, I think one of the most important things at this juncture, as we're dealing with the podcast and helping equipping people, is just really understanding that maybe self-awareness is one of the greatest opportunities that we can engage in to really better ourselves as biblical care providers. So again, it's not learning questions and flexibility like we talked about last time, or even what DISC is and giving us insight into personality traits and communication skills and all of that. That's huge. But I think as we become more self-aware as who we are, we can adjust then our behavior, modes of communication, really to be able to reach out to the people that we're caring for. And then we walk away with a better situation all around.
Yeah, and the self-awareness is critical, because as we become more self-aware,
yes,
then we can help others become
good,
more self-aware.
Good, well said.
You know, I mean, you can't do and teach what you don't know and practice.
That's right.
So as you learn more about you, you'll have these aha moments and go, oh, wait a minute. And then you'll be able to help someone else step into that same level of awareness that you have learned to step into.
That's good. You know, it'd be really cool to do, and I don't know if we could do this in a podcast, but maybe at one point in time, we should just all get together, sit down, and try to analyze each other. Try to figure out, okay, where's the D's in the room, the I's in the room? Just have a little bit of a fun time doing that. Would you be in for that?
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah, right.
I think that would be a tremendous fun.
That would be fun. So hold me to that. Maybe we can go ahead and do that when we get together in our quarterly meetings or our biannual meetings, and we'll be able to do it. So as we close podcast number 5, any last thoughts you want to wrap up with, Conley? And I want to make sure we nail this as well.
Yeah, just remember, you know, DISC is going to help you with your blind spots. It's going to help you understand some of your strengths and weaknesses. Might even bring to light some strengths you really weren't sure that were in there. It may even go to the point of helping you understand some of the, why do you like certain things? You know, why do you love roller coasters? Or you hate roller coasters?
Yeah, right.
You know, as I said, some styles a little more risk tolerant and some are very risk averse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to that can play into even the activities of life that we have. Your self-awareness, what you're going to gain from your self-awareness is going to be invaluable.
Good. Great. Well, again, thank you, Conley, for being with us in this podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for being with us.